Hey everyone, and welcome to the Unlocking Growth Show, the podcast where we help businesses unlock the next level of growth. I'm your host, Gary, CEO and co-founder of Whale, a solution that empowers teams with the knowledge and training they need to succeed. As an entrepreneur, I understand the challenges of scaling a business, and I'm excited to share my insights and those of my successful guests from around the world to help take your business to new heights. So sit back, relax, and get ready to level up your business game with Unlocking Growth.
Welcome back, everyone. I've got Eric Wood with me today. He is going to share four ways to bring your strategy to life and create a living organization. This topic comes at the right moment, Eric, because I am just preparing our quarterly strategic with the entire team. So I'm very curious to learn about this right now, because it couldn't be better timing. So welcome on the show, first of all. Great to have you.
Thanks, Gary. Glad to be here.
All right. So let's dive right in. You wrote about this topic. What did you intend in doing while writing this, and who is it intended for? So give us the 60 to 90 second overview of why you wrote around this.
Sure. So we wrote the strategy activation playbook because we recognize that the world of strategy execution has changed. In the old days, we used to come up with a strategy, make a strategy, launch and execute a strategy. And what we've learned is that 80% of strategies fail. And we're trying to figure out why that is. And in my work around strategy activation, we've really looked at this. And we really want to put a highlight on the people. Strategies fail because we forget that organizations are not machines. They're organizations made up of people who are creative, who are empowered, who are diverse, and who can think for themselves. So back in the old days, we used to have these top-down hierarchical organizations. A lot of change management was designed for those types of orgs. But in the modern era, the modern organization, we hire people who are creative and empowered, and they get to choose whether they're going to follow your strategy. So the book is really about how is it that in the modern world, we move from strategy making to actually creating a movement of people, getting them on board, aligned, and moving forward together so that we can do strategy execution.
Okay, so it's really about connecting strategy to people. So there is alignment there. And so who should be interested in hearing or reading about this topic?
To your point, anyone that's involved in launching strategies, launching change, launching transformations in organizations, whether you're talking about change management or whether you're talking about changing a new process or a way of working, at the end of the day, people don't just snap to a new design or a new way of working. They have to be persuaded. They have to look at it, say, I understand what we're doing. I understand your vision. I can see myself in this new future. And what do I need to learn to do things differently on Monday morning? So anyone that's in leadership, anyone that's in change management, anyone that's in strategy should really start to think about how do I do this in a world with really empowered, thoughtful people? And how do I persuade them to join me in this journey?
All right, perfect. I understand you come with four ways in translating strategy to people and getting them on board, if you will. I'm going to give you the floor, Eric, to cover all four and explain how people can take this subject on and start working on it in their business. Go ahead, the floor is yours.
All right. Thank you, Gary. So I'm going to break it down into just four pieces. So in the book, we talk about it in terms of you can't go from strategy making to strategy doing. Right? So execute is typically the first place the CEO goes. Here's the story. Now go do it. We have four steps, three of which proceed before that. So the first thing we want to do is envision. The second thing is discover. The third thing is design. And then the fourth is execute. And to go through those very quickly, envision is a critical first step. I can't tell you how many strategies we've seen where company says, here's our strategy, and they don't tell the story of where we're headed. And I think of strategy as a plan to get to a place. So the first phase is envision. We quite literally need to draw a picture of the future we're headed towards. 5 years from now, this is the picture of what the world's going to look like. This is how we're going to serve our customers differently. This is how the employee experience is going to be improved. We need to tell a story and a narrative that helps everyone see a better future than the one we're in so that they're interested in moving there.
Then, so this story, is that like a big, a high-level story, or do you go and make it as practical, as pragmatic as possible for people to really live within that story, within that future? Like, where do you find the balance between the big, hairy, audacious goal, right? Like a BHAG, this is where we want to be at the end of the road, or this is very specifically what we'll be doing and how we'll be doing it. Like, where does the envision path take you?
We think the strongest way to do this is literally to draw a picture. At Explain, we're very focused on visual learning. And if you can draw if you can create a mural that shows a better future with highlights of the different outcomes, you can have enough for a leader to start to tell a narrative story that says, let me show you this future and paint that picture. With technology, you can go a step further. You can make a 2-minute animation. You can make a video. You can do an interactive site. But quite literally, the idea is, let's make sure we all have a clear picture of this future we're trying to create first. And then by doing that, what we can do is get to the second step, which is we need to discover where the barriers to change are in the organization. A lot of people make the mistakes of thinking that an organization is a monolith. And the reality is, I might show that vision to 5 different groups and get 5 different perspectives. One loves it, one hates it, 3 are indifferent, right? So I need to, in the discover phase, go out and actually do design research, be empathetic and understand who are the people in the organization, what are their wants and needs, and how will they react to that vision? And by doing that, I can surface where the challenges are and start to understand how I might need to tailor my message to different audiences and different stakeholder groups. One group may be totally on board and enthusiastic. I don't need to spend a bunch of time with them. Another group may be totally opposed. I want to understand why, and maybe we can mitigate that. And a third group might be somewhat indifferent, but they're concerned that maybe they don't have the skills to do this new thing. Maybe I need to invest in training for that group. Mm-hmm. With that knowledge, we can then move to the design phase. This is the third phase. And that design phase is now, with that knowledge, we can design a plan of communications, of learning and training, of events that's going to actually meet the needs of each of those individual stakeholder groups. Because again, one size isn't going to fit all. We need to make a plan that's tailored to those different groups and those different wants and needs using classic human-centered design. And then and only then do we jump to the execution phase. Because again, we can't go from strategy planning to strategy doing. We really need to create a movement. We need to get all the human beings in that organization to understand where we're going, understand why we're going there, have us reassure them that we'll support them in this journey before they'll actually take those first steps. So those are the 4 steps as an overall.
Perfect. So to jump back to design, where you talk about making sure that you meet the needs of the different stakeholders, what are some tips you can share around actually doing that, right? Because it's easier to research, like, where do you stand? What do you need? What are you lacking? But how do you turn that into something that actually benefits them in the end as well?
We like to use a lot of design research in a formal way, but to make that basic for any change maker or any leader, we want to go out and talk to people, right? So let's say we've got 4 or 5 different audiences that we know are going to be necessary to bring this change on board. Maybe the customer support team, maybe the sales team, maybe the product marketing team. We will literally take that vision map that we've created in the first step, and we'll go to those groups. Maybe it's a focus group, maybe it's one-on-one, maybe it's an interview, and just simply say, hey, here's the story of where we want to go. What about this resonates? What do you love about this? And hey, what is maybe causing you trouble, or maybe what's missing, or where are your concerns? And if we have those conversations with enough folks, we'll start to generate the themes that we need to understand. We might hear from the customer service team, for example, hey, this is really exciting for the customer, but I'm not sure I've got the skills to do this new way of working. Are you going to invest? Boom. I know now part of my messaging has to be, hey, here's how we're going to invest in you to support this journey. So we go out and look for those cues. And those cues are either identifying a barrier to change. This is a reason it's not going to work. Or maybe it's a fear. Maybe it's uncovering people's concerns or wants and needs so that we can address it in the design phase and say, yeah, we've got a solution for that.
So would you say that in the design phase, you basically build a plan for the different either stakeholders or the different challenges that you've identified into the discover phase? Or is that still one big plan geared towards everyone?
No, Gary, I think you're right. The way I like to think about it when I'm talking to folks is, think of it as a marketing campaign for change. Right? We're really good at making marketing campaigns that are targeted at different stakeholders, different customer types, different personas. But we rarely, when we're executing a strategy, say, what's the marketing campaign we're going to make for our employees to help get them on board? So what we're trying to do in the envision and discover phase is learn enough so we can design in the design phase a campaign of communications, learning, events, to really energize the organization and create that movement from within so that people want to and are ready to take this journey with us.
How do you keep that? Because you talk about a movement, which I really like, and a movement dictates that there's momentum, right? Like, how do you, I see a lot of like initial momentum and people are excited and it's new and it's shiny and everyone just is full of energy into just working in this new plan. But how do you keep them excited? How do you keep the momentum and thus the movement going?
Yeah, now, that's a great question. I think we see another failing is a lot of times, even those companies that do invest in an employee campaign, think of it like a big launch. We're going to launch it and then forget and it's going to take off. And the reality is you need to build steady and continuous momentum. You need to have a kind of a cadence of ongoing activities. And we think of that breaking that journey down into three parts. One part is there's a hear it phase where it's mostly about communications. It's that big launch that we talked about. People are hearing it. They're hearing about this new vision. They're hearing about this new strategy. In the second phase, we call it the believe it phase. People need to learn new ways of working. So maybe this is where we're giving them learning. We're giving them training. We're giving them job aids. We're giving them support. Maybe we're giving them an ambassador team that can help them in their new ways of working. But we need to get them to start actually doing something different than they used to and internalizing the results of that. And then in the last phase, the live it phase, we want to really reinforce it. So this is where we want to start like celebrating successes. We want to start highlighting teams that are doing it in the new way. We want to start highlighting individuals that have been successful. We want to start recognizing it. We also want to start entrenching it. Maybe we're loading it into our onboarding. Maybe we're building new incentive plans. But the point of this is that it's not a launch. It's probably many months of ongoing and continuous activities to get an organization to be at a place where they're really living a new way of working.
I love that. It actually makes me think of the way that we have changed management at Whale with our customers. It really does follow a lot of these phases where you need to obviously explain it first. They need to hear it. They need to understand it first to then be trained on it. And a component that often a lot of companies forget about, but something we saw early on, is the reinforcement piece that needs to be there, because people very quickly draw back into old habits. They forget our priorities show up. And if you do not get them to, as you put it, live it every day or every week, it tends to fail down the road. It's absolutely something that we've seen as well. Maybe to quickly summarize what I've learned from this conversation, Eric, is that it starts with your vision phase. Literally paint a picture, make it visual so you can tell the story of where you want to head for. And it could be as far as 5 years. Would you say there's a limit to how far you should paint a picture, Eric, before it tends to become too blurry? Or are you...
Really quickly, it totally depends on the organization. We have an organization that's doing a lot of campus redevelopment and re-envisioning part of a city. That's a 20-year vision, because that's how long it takes. I'm working with tech companies who are like hybrid workspace. They're doing a 1-year vision, and even then it's probably going to change in 6 months. So it really depends on your organization. The key is what's the one that everyone can really grasp onto and see themselves in?
Sure. Okay. That makes sense. Moving on to then discover, where basically it's really about connecting with the people, be empathic, understand how they feel, what potential objections they may have, what gets them excited, but what gets them afraid at the same time. And from there, you can go into a design phase. And I really love thinking about it as it being marketing campaigns, where you gear your plan to a specific audience with a specific need and with specific expectations. That's one of my favorite things that you've shared with us today, to finally end in obviously execution, where again, there's different phases for you to go through, from hearing phase to believing it phase, where you need to train and make sure people understand how to go about the change, and then end up in the living phase. Is there any final thoughts or notes that you'd like to add on to this topic, Eric?
That's such a great summary. I'm going to have you come out and share it with our team. But I think just the last thing, I'll just emphasize where maybe I started, which is we as leaders need to stop thinking about organizations as machines and monoliths. We need to recognize that they're organisms. They're made up of lots of different people with lots of different perspectives. And we really need to shape our messages and our stories to their wants and needs. So if we can do that, we'll be successful.
I love that. Strategy is not just a slide deck that you try to push down people's throats. It's about getting the people on board and part of that strategy. I feel like that's a great note to end on, Eric. I absolutely loved you getting on the call with us today. Wish you all the best of luck and hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks, Gary.
If you love the show, feel free to leave a review so other people can find it. Also, check out our blog for additional resources. Just sign up on usewhale.io/blog. Until next time.